This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Avon. We're continuing Mishaburo Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid. We're middle of Sif Ches. In Sif Ches, the Mechaber said you should not answer Amen Chatufa as if the Aleph did not have a Patach. And you should not answer it quickly before the conclusion of the Bracha. You should not answer Amen Kitufa, namely where you swallow the nun at the end of the main. Also, you should not interrupt in middle of the word. You should not cut it in half. Then the Mechaber said, don't answer Amen Yisayma. What is an Amen Yisayma? So the Mechaber says, Amen Yisayma is in a situation where you're chayiv in the bracha, and the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha, and you don't hear it, even though you know what bracha he's making, since you did not hear it, do not answer Amen. It's an Amen Yisayma. Again, the opinion of the Mechaber is an Amen Yisayma is when you are chayiv in the bracha, and you need to be yoytze with the bracha, and you know what bracha it is, but you didn't hear it, you can't answer Amen. The Ramah says, Haga, v'yesh machmirin da'afilu enoy mechuyiv ba'oysa bracha. There are those who are machmer that even if you're not mechuyiv in that bracha, lo yane amen, don't answer amen. Amen yodea be'ezer bracha kai shliach tzibur. If you don't know what bracha the shliach tzibur made, does that nami mikri amen yisayma? That's also called an amen yisayma. In other words, in the world of the mechaber, what's an amen yisayma? You're chayiv in the bracha. You know what bracha is being said. Since you didn't hear it, don't answer amen. However, if you're not chayiv in the bracha, and you don't know what bracha is being said, you could answer amen. The Mechaber's shita is, the problem is when you're chayiv in the bracha. Then it doesn't matter if you know what bracha it is, you can answer amen. If you're not chayiv in the bracha, you don't need to know what bracha it is. The Ramah is machmir, that even if you're not mechayiv in the bracha, don't answer amen if you don't know what bracha is being said. Because that's called an amen yisayma. That's what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out in Sifkatan Laman Aleph, we did last time. That the opinion of the Mechaber is that it's only an issue if you want to be yoytze with the bracha. Let's say you want to be yoytze, tefillah, or kiddush. But if you're not chayiv, you already davened. Even though it's a mitzvah for every person to hear chazar sashatz, but you're not inherently chayiv. Or stam a bracha, according to the Mechaber, you're allowed to answer amen, even though you don't know what bracha it is. You just heard it from others. The opinion of the Ramah is any bracha, if you don't know what bracha it is, then you cannot answer amen. But if you do know what bracha it is, and you're not chayiv in it, then you're allowed to answer amen, right? That was the question, what about the shul in Alexandria? It was such a big shul, they didn't actually hear the bracha. How are they allowed to answer amen? The answer is that everybody agrees you're allowed to answer amen, as long as you know what bracha it is, because you're not chayiv in that bracha. Right, there are only two definitions of Amen Yisayma. The Mechaber's definition, when you're chayiv in the bracha, then if you don't hear it, you can't answer Amen, even though you know what it is. And then the Ramah's definition, that not to answer Amen to any bracha if you don't know what that bracha is. The Mechaber says you are allowed to. The Ramah says you're not allowed to. Again, that's talking about where you don't know where it is. You do know which bracha it is, and you're not chayiv in it. Everybody agrees you could answer Amen. Says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Laman Beis, Afal Pisha Yadea, Ukugon Shu Makir Lefi Seder HaBrachis. How would you know what bracha it is if you didn't hear it? You recognize according to the order of the brachis, or Shechiser Mishmaya Rak Seif HaBracha. Or if, let's say, you missed out from hearing the end of the bracha. In other words, you know they're in Baruch Aleinu. You just didn't hear the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch HaShanim, but you know those are the words that are being said. Im eino yoidea, v'im yoidea al eza brachu oine, if you do know what bracha you're answering on, Mutter lanois b'chal abrachis afil b'chazar sashatz. You're allowed to answer amen to any bracha, even for chazar sashatz. Kivan shekvar spalal, since you're ready, davened ve'inu mechuyev be'etzem habracha. Okay, so now what we're learning is the Ramah expanded a amen yisayma that not to answer Amen to Chazaras Hashatz if you don't know what bracha it is. According to the Mechaber, you could answer Amen to Chazaras Hashatz if you don't know what bracha it is, right? For Svardim, let's say, according to the Mechaber, you hear a bracha, you have no idea what bracha they're up to, and you have no idea what the guy's saying, you just answer Amen if you're a Svardi. If you're Ashkenazi, then you go to a place where the guy's mumbling the bracha like he's at an auction house. So then, if you know what bracha it is, you could answer Amen. You don't know what bracha it is, then according to Ramah, you can answer Amen. But again, if you know what bracha is being said and you're not being yoytze with it, you could answer Amen according to everybody. Now the Be'er Halacha brings a more stringent opinion. This is going to be the Shita of the Levush, the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Bach. There are some achrenim that are machmir by chazar sashatz. Usviru lhu, they hold. The mikivan de tikkun rabbanon sheyachzer shliach tzibra tfila. They hold that since rabbanon were masakin, that you should repeat, that the chazan should say again the tfila. Afilu kula mespalu, even if everyone davened. Kiilu mechuyavim ba'isa bracha kriin lhu. Then we consider it, we call it that you're chayv in the bracha. And they should not answer, even if you know what bracha l'shliach tzibur was up to, unless they heard the ending words of the shliach tzibur himself. So now we've come to a third opinion of Amen Yisayma. The opinion that everybody agrees to is that if you're mechuyev in a bracha and you didn't hear the words, you cannot answer Amen. The Ashkenazim, based on the Ramah, are machmir, that if you're not mechuyev in a bracha, you can't answer Amen if you don't know what bracha is being said. But if you know what bracha is being said, you could answer Amen. Then there's a stringent opinion that if you're not, that when it comes davka to Chazar Sashatz, we're going to consider it as if you're mechuyev in it, and therefore, if you didn't hear the bracha, you cannot answer Amen, even though you know what bracha is being said. So what do we hold about this opinion? To hear the whole Shemana Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur himself. In other words, we are machmir, that you have to be careful, that if you want to be able to answer Amen, to Chazar Sashatz, to hear every word. The galam belav hachi, and even aside from this consideration, mitzvah lechavin l'shmaya berchas hashliach tzibur. It's a mitzvah to have kavana and to hear the words of the shliach tzibur k'el b'siv dalad. So therefore, it's a mitzvah gedoyla if you have the ability to tell them in your shul not to collect tzedakah during chazar sashatz. You're doing a mitzvah gedoyla. Why? Because aside from the fact that there's a mitzvah to hear every word of Chazar Sashatz, l'chadchila we are makbid, that you need to hear every word in order to answer Amen. And if you didn't hear a word, you're not supposed to answer Amen. L'maisa, if you didn't hear a word, we'll let you do it b'di'eved. But l'chadchila, you need to try to listen to every word. So l'chadchila, avu b'di'eved afilam loy shama rak shiyada eza brach mishman esim sam shil tzibur yana amein kibin jik faras vel ba'atzmai. B'di'eved, since Chazar Hashatz, you're not being yoytze with the bracha, so then even the Ramah would agree that since you know what bracha is being said, it's good enough. Right? Because Ramah is machmir, that if you're not mechuyev in a bracha, you have to at least know what bracha is being said. So this is Chazar Sashatz, you know what bracha is being said, you're not mechuyev in the bracha. However, l'chadchila one should be concerned for the opinion of the Levush and the Bach, that we're going to treat Chazar Sashatz as if it's a bracha that you need to be yoytze. Therefore, even though you know a bracha is being said, it's still not good enough. You need to hear the bracha. But the Eved, it would be good enough. Siv Katan.
To hear the last section, Baruch Atah Hashem, that would be sufficient to hear about Amen.
You have to hear the whole thing. What's the svara of the Mechaber? Right, the Mishnah Berurah said that that we read that the opinion of the Mechaber is that when it's a bracha that you need to be yoytze, even though you know what bracha is being said. So the Mishnah Berurah said, how would you know what bracha is being said? The answer is because you heard the whole bracha except for the end. Still, it's still not good enough. You have to hear l'chayra, you have to hear the whole bracha. What's the reason why you have to hear the whole bracha? Because you're being yotzei. So if you're going to answer amen, it's going to give the impression that you're yotzei, but you're not. Would it only be words, l'chayra, it would only be words that if you didn't say them, you wouldn't be yotzei the bracha. Look in the Be'er Halacha, v'zeh eino shayma. The Be'er Halacha says, like what I said, that l'chayra means you need to hear the whole bracha, and if you miss a few words, you can't answer me. That's how the Be'er Halacha grips the Shita of the Mechaber. That since we hold in Reish Yud Gimel, that when you want to be yoytzei a bracha, you need to hear mitchila v'yad soif, L'chayra emchisar mishmai afilu rak tchilas habracha levad shuv eino rashay lanois amen.
Agreed. But in a sheet of the Shavura is ringing, the hidur, you also have to hear every word, or it's not to hear the bracha to Hashem at the end.
You want to know the lecha tchila?
Yeah, sometimes the chazan is very difficult to hear. But at the end, he slows down, bracha to Hashem.
Okay, so look, I mean, b'di'evet, but the other, you don't even have to hear the end, right? Mr. Bruce says.
It's not lachatila, just to hear the end.
I don't think so. I guess according to the Mishnah Berurah, that when you want to be yoytzei a bracha, you have to hear mitchil v'yad soif, and we're being machmer to treat chazar sashatz like a bracha. You need to be yoytzei. L'char l'chachila is you need to hear the whole thing. In other words. You know, this is another reason why you can't learn during Chazar Sashatz even at the beginning of the bracha, right? In other words, by the way, this comes out interesting chiddush. Okay, this is a very good point. What's the reason you're not to learn by Chazar Sashatz? There are two reasons. Number one, because you might not answer Amen, and number two, somebody might learn from you that if you could learn, I could talk. Okay, so you'll say, well, somebody's going to learn from me. Okay, that sounds far fetched. Elamai, I'm not going to answer Amen. I'm going to stop learning by the end of the bracha. So we see here, that's not good enough. Why? Because l'chadchila, we treat Chazar Sashatz as if it's a bracha that you need to be yoytzei, and the Be'er Halacha says, which means you need to, if you miss even the beginning words, then l'chadchila, you're not allowed to answer Amen. You're not allowed to answer Amen. B'di'evet, you could do it, but l'chadchila, you're not to put yourself in that situation.
Which,
For what? For Kaddish, you're saying?
No, you hear the way the guy pronounces his words. And he's slurring all of his words, and he's not speaking clearly, and he hasn't started with Shemoneh Esrei yet. So you're better off like, you know what, I'll wait for the next minion. They have a better chance of being Yotzi. The next minion. Maybe not.
What are you talking about?
The next guy will do the same but don't pronounce his words.
No, you're saying for Chazar Sashatz?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a Hoicha Shemoneh Esrei? What are you referring to?
It's an indicator of how clear the person
is. Oh, you mean the guy starts, he can't read Hebrew?
Yeah. You know, he's saying very, very quickly, and maybe his pronunciation is a bit off. I'm in Kaddish. Is he saying Kaddish now?
I'm saying, look, it depends what kind of daily schedule you have. If you're not gainfully employed and you have all day, then, of course, l'chadchila, you need to hear Chazal Sashatz. B'di'eved, b'di'eved, you don't. I'm just saying it comes out, a chiddush, that, you know, whenever the Mishnah Berurah talks about not learning by Chazal Sashatz, he never brought in this reason, that l'halacha, you're required to hear the words. Otherwise, you're not allowed to answer Amen. It's not good enough to, like, just, okay, let me tune in for the last Mevarech Hashanim. You have to hear Barech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu. We treat Chazar Sashatz. I mean, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'yishlachash lezal chalchilu yizar l'shma kol berchash mana esrim piyashel tzir begufa. Otherwise, you're not allowed to answer Amen. Right, why? Because somebody might learn from you. But this is another reason, right? This reason is okay. Because Me'ikar Hadin, otherwise you can't answer Amen. I mean, that's what it comes out from this Bir Halacha. Okay. Well, so one second, another thing that would come out is if, let's say a guy was learning in the beginning of Kiddush, he's not answering Amen to Kiddush. That's according to everybody. According to everyone, when you're being Yotzei Bracha, you need to hear, it's very nice you know what Bracha is being said. But if you didn't listen to some words, you're not allowed to answer Amen.
Recording stopped.
Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.